Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Midweek Extra, the bonus podcast we throw out because we're just generally quite nice like that. And we've got a lot of extra content that we never got through in the main episode. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you my co-host, your friend,
Winnie the Pooh,
Mr. Taylor.
Yeah. So, hello, everybody.
Whoa.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So, it's been a while since we've done an extra.
It has, yeah. It seems like a lifetime.
Yeah, let me introduce, I'm Gaz, by the way, your host, if you don't know me. You should do. Mr. Taylor's joined, as always. I say, we've not done an extra for a while, and that's been for various reasons.
Yeah.
Generally because we didn't have a big enough memory card.
Yeah.
Simple things can put a spanner in the works.
But, as we all know.
We are back.
We are.
For the midweek hump.
Yeah.
To get you through the week.
Come and join us.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think sometimes we've got into our stride a bit more when we've done the extra. So, like, we do the main episode and, like, you know, we start recording. And then by the time we come to the extra, we're really loose and kind of have a bit more fun with it.
Yeah.
So, I like doing these.
Yeah.
And it's a bit different. You know, we bit more lighthearted.
That's why it's an extra.
And plus,
extra
we just
fun.
Like giving you more content to listen to.
Yeah.
Means that you're you're not stuck through the midweek and you've got nothing to listen to.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
We're actually doing a good job.
Yeah, cool. So we've got a couple of stories, keeping it Halloween themed, because obviously it's getting on into October now. And we've got a big episode next week, which I think you're gonna enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna enjoy it because it's probably one of my favourite sort of spooky topics. It's not really spooky, but it's a bit horror.
Yeah.
A little bit of horror next week.
A little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at... I'm not going to tell you just yet. Well, you'll have to wait and see.
We're going to have to have clean underwear.
Oh, yeah, but we might drop a few clues. But...
Oh, yes.
So we've got a couple of haunted stories. We've got a couple of ghost stories. Got a couple of silly stories.
Yeah.
So is there anything you want to start off with?
No. I say straight out,
lazy
side.
Yeah. All right, then. Right, well, I've got a story about... let me have a look. So, got a customer here of a supermarket, right? He made me laugh, actually, because I saw this story. And he posted an article to the supermarket, basically saying, I turned up at the car at your supermarket, and I was horrified to see that... The car parking spaces closest to the door at the supermarket were for parents and children. So
not parents and children.
Yes. God forbid.
What
parents
about the
and
disabled?
Children. So not the disabled. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, which should be. Yeah, but that wasn't his gripe. Yeah.
Right, okay.
He was basically saying, you know, basically if parents were, fit enough to procreate and create little children, then they should be fit enough to walk from further down the car park.
You need to lose a bit of that fat as well, you know what I mean? You need to trim down a bit.
Yeah.
Well, so it's good exercise, walking 10 feet.
Well, I think he was saying that basically that, you know, he believes that...
I think they should be thrown in with the same as...
He basically says that they believe that the wealthiest customers should be assigned the spaces closest to the shop because they spend more money and have more shopping to carry.
All right, nice.
I know, well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Everyone should have the same equal right as everyone else.
Yeah.
By the disabled, they should be...
So, like I say, the article read, whilst visiting your local supermarket, I was disgusted to find the best parking spaces nearby the door were now reserved for so-called parents and children.
Fucking talk.
This is... if they're fit enough to procreate offspring, then you should jolly well be asked to walk across the car park to the supermarket.
He should be whipped for that.
what that is actually pretty disgusting. But yeah, he's basically saying that they should be able to park closer to the supermarket because they spend more and you know, they've got, you know, oh, is this it was actually a lady. She's called Diana.
Oh,
yeah. So saying we spend more money. We've got more to carry, so we should have that car park space. So it's Diana Davenport.
So she wants to be lazy, basically, and she wants to park closer and let everyone else walk. No, you know what?
She's one of those as well. She's got a hyphen. She's Diana Davenport.
Ooh.
Turok.
Fucking too posh for her.
I know. What? Come on, Diana.
You know what I mean? Sort it out.
Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what they call her.
Right, so I seen this story first on Twitter the other day, and I thought it was pretty cool, right? And then Seth Rogen himself got in on it because a chap got pulled over. And so he's 20-year-old. He found himself in, like, basically in a bar last Friday.
All right.
When, you know, obviously the legal age to drink over there is 21.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And how old is he?
He was 20, right? So the police have questioned... He's been, you know, pulled by the police.
Yeah.
And they asked him if he had an ID, and he said he did actually say no, right?
Okay.
Then he was looking through his wallet, and then the police find a fake Hawaii ID, which was featured in the movie Superbad.
Okay.
With the name McLovin.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you've not seen Superbad...
Yeah, I have, yeah.
I mean... McLovin, it's a joke all the way through because he's such a badass name. Yeah. And it's like, there's no first name, it's just McLovin. And so, and it was dated the 3rd of June, 1981, same as in the movie, right? So he's making him basically 37, 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seth Rogen wrote, "My work is done," on Twitter, having produced and co-written and acted in the cult comedy hit.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm not sure he was trying to pass it off as himself.
Did he pass it? What? No, did he get away with the ticket?
I think the police probably saw the funny side in it, but he didn't actually produce it as an ID.
Yeah.
They just found it in his wallet.
And thought,
but because it went, because it got kind of like posted on social media from the police.
Yeah, because the copper might have thought, you got millions, so your fine's going up a bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, let's make more money out of you.
Yeah, so, it was first tweeted by WSVN 7 News. Said the police said that the 20-year-old pulled out his wallet, and as he searched through it, officers could see the fake Hawaii ID card with the name McLovin on it. So, you know, it's not like he was trying to pass himself off as McLovin or anything like that.
Didn't do anything wrong.
Quite funny. But he was arrested.
Was he? Also, yeah, he was arrested in charge.
Of course he did, because he didn't have any ID.
Oh, for drink under the age.
So, yeah, he was arrested for underage drinking.
See.
So, yeah. So there you go. Pretty funny story, though.
Yeah.
Would
have been even funnier if he'd turned around and gone, yeah, this is me, and then they let him go.
That's it. So,
shame on you, coppers.
Ah. Do you know what? They should have been a bit like, can see the funny side of that.
Yeah, but
do you know
what?
Well, they probably did, but the law's a law, and if he's pissed and being a bit, you know,
yeah, if
boisterous.
He's being a bit boisterous, then, yeah, you know, he might need a slap here or there. But, you know, if he's just being, you know, general having a good time and that, then we should let it bypass.
Yeah, as well, it depends. I mean, he's 20, so, I mean, could he have been like a couple of
months? Yeah, but he's only a year out, really.
He might not even be that. He could even be like a couple of days out. If he's still 20, he's still 20. I mean, until, like, he's actually, it ticks over onto his birthday.
Yeah.
16 for drinking.
Yeah.
No.
Over here?
No, it was 18. It was 18, but most places won't let you in until you're 21 now. And then, like, you know, most supermarkets, you've got to be 21 after a certain age.
Yeah, no, I've got ID.
Depending on what you're buying. You got ID.
I got ID'd with a full grey beard.
Fuck off. I do not believe in the slightest that
I
you
must
got
admit
ID'd.
I wasn't buying it for myself. I was buying it for someone else. But he was old enough, but he looked younger than me.
In fact,
so it was one of these
days when Taylor was walking to the shop and some kid went, "Excuse me, mister, are we going
for a bottle of cider and a packet
of 10 Benson?"
No, I know the lad. He was 18, but he looked younger.
Well,
you know what I mean?
A lot of bars do it now because it's like, I think, you
I
know,
can't believe
like
it.
The 18 to 21-year-olds.
I was in shock.
The new drinkers, so they might not be able to handle it, or you know, they just want to keep it kind of civil, keep it casual.
It's called moderation. Moderation in everything should be fine.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not always the way, is it? I think some people live in excess and, you know, they can't moderate what they're doing.
But, that's true.
Got a question for you here.
Oh, thank you.
So, where do you think...
Go on, then.
...Halloween comes from?
My book.
Where does it originate?
Let's go with... I don't know, in my head, I'm going Belgium.
Belgium
or Sweden or something like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most people kind of see that, you know, Halloween, all the kind of today's...
Actually.
Well, no, I'm talking about like the Halloween sort of celebration as it is now is kind of states, isn't it, America?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like all the trick-or-treating and like...
I think I know the answer.
Go on.
Was it Britain?
No.
Oh, right, okay, I don't know the answer.
Well,
no.
Who knows, right?
I thought it was one of them tricks.
As claims go, it's a pretty kind of big one. And many think that Halloween is a kind of a US import.
China.
But the Bonnie Village on Ireland East Coast is pitching itself as the real birthplace for the Frightfest Halloween.
Yeah.
This year, it hosts its very first annual, was it the Putcher Festival, celebrating the origins of Halloween in Ireland.
Oh, shit.
So, the festival wants to forget Halloween customs such as kind of trick-or-treating, bobbing for apples and getting back to its true meaning of why we celebrate it in the first place, honouring the dead and welcoming the new season. So, the Putcher is a Gaelic word which translates to ghost, and it's also the name of of several mythical characters that will be brought to life for 3 days of the event, which will be held from the 31st of October. So quite a lot happening on the 31st.
Explains a few things, doesn't it?
The 2nd of November at the historic location, Trim, Dollaghead, and Aboy, is it Hathaboy, all within easy reach of Dublin. It kicks off with a lighting ceremony, and then which traditionally dates back thousands of years, and then there will be sort of kind of other things happening as well around there. So basically, it'll end with a procession of the dead through the through the town. So, it sounds pretty cool,
doesn't it? So, if you want
proper
Halloween, get your asses down there, because it'd be a cracking night,
so
and you'd be able to learn a bit of history.
And I think it goes through a castle as well.
Oh, sweet.
Which is brought to life every night. So
especially at night as well.
Yeah, yeah. So
it'll look nice.
The castle will be brought to life with digital projections.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's cool. I think if you've seen my kind of Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I do some projection mapping. I'm trying to get into it.
Yeah.
So I love all that, mate. It's some of the coolest shit you can see. So they're gonna do some projection mapping on the castle with live music.
Sounds like a good night.
And the Pucha themed. I hope I'm saying that. The Pucha themed food and craft market will be there as well. So sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
Trim Castle Hotel.
There, sounds like a good night out, actually.
I know,
for Halloween.
Over in Ireland, East Coast. So, if you're over there, get yourself down there. And if you're not and you fancy it,
have a crack,
have
man.
A look. Yeah. If you go and let us know what it's like.
Yeah.
If you want to send us, cool. Yeah. We'll report
but at
live.
At the time, I'd go over and spectate in it.
Well, if someone wants to send us over, I'll do it for a laugh.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'd do it to just learn how it actually supposed to be instead of like how it is now, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Sweets and scare you here and there.
Do you know the Annabelle story? Do you know
which Annabelle?
Like haunted dolls and things.
I have heard stories on this. If it's the one, is it the full house with loads of dolls?
Yeah. There's loads of these kind of, there's the place now where it's being kept, I think it's a doll museum, but like reports of it kind of moving and stuff. Well, there's been another story about a Second World War ventriloquist doll.
Okay.
That blinks and moves its mouth.
Sure, it ain't Jimmy Carr.
Do you know what? It looks a bit like Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
But this is a an object which has been haunted or is haunted. This is the haunting moment. A creepy ventriloquist doll, basically from a Second World War, allegedly moves its mouth. The 1940s doll named Mr. Fritz was given to Michael Diamond, aged 48, earlier this year by a former prisoner of a Nazi World War II camp. Mr. Diamond noticed that the doll, Mr. Diamond noticed the door to the doll's glass case had opened in the night. So he set up a GoPro camera to film it over the two evenings on September the 19th and 20th. When the father of two from Liverpool watched the video back, he saw that the cabinet door opened and the doll's mouth moved and its eyes moved too.
Whoa.
So he's actually got it on video. And
sure it ain't Jimmy Carr.
It does look a bit like Jimmy Carr. Mr. Fritz is chained up in a case after seeing the video, the doll blinking and moving its eyes. So he believes the doll is haunted and has now locked the cabinet in his house with a chain covering its mouth and then over a blanket thrown over it as well.
Like, you think that's gonna stop him?
Well, yeah, fucking hell, I know, yeah, if it's haunted. We were talking about a little cottage pot.
Before,
it was like, you know, that's kind of like haunted objects.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be the evil spirit supposed to go to the object.
Ooh, it gives you the shivers, doesn't it?
You most so loved or desired.
So, Mr. Diamond said he was completely surprised and became at what happened. With the door, and at least once or twice a week he noticed the door kept coming off its latch, so he decided to set up the camera just for fun to see if anything would happen. But when something actually did, he got weird feelings in his gut and had to he couldn't describe. It looks like a bit of a tough nut as well. I mean, he doesn't look like it, like he's a guy who scares easily. Do you know what I mean? Well, you know, it's
nice whole family as well.
Yeah. Well, fucking, you know, at the end of the day, mate, I'd get that out of your gaff.
Yeah.
So, he's Sally, his wife, Amber, I think his daughter, Caleb, and Michael Diamond.
Looks like Papa Mache, isn't it?
But this is the fat thing as well. I mean, it's like, it's pretty freaky.
Yeah.
And it's not just a ventriloquist doll, it's just a head.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he says he was really taken back by the whole thing and, you know, very strange feelings indeed.
Yeah, you wouldn't keep it in the house if you didn't like it or like weird shit was going on with it. You'd fucking, like that woman did when she emptied her fucking house out.
That's what I do. Get the fuck out. Yeah.
So, I don't want that disturbing my life.
Yep. Not a chance.
Yeah.
Got one or two more stories. You've not got anything you want to talk about today?
No. To be honest, no.
This is what you do. This is what happens when you don't do your own work, kids.
Yeah, I put it all in the first one.
Yeah, no.
I've got one on a story on the.
I've got a story
Navajo
about
Navajo Indians.
Oh, go on. Oh yeah, go on then.
Navajo Indians had a little place in, I think it was Arizona, and it was called like there was like a little burial place where they'd do scriptures, if you know, spirits.
Yeah.
Because they believe that, you know, when you die, your spirit goes into
an animal. Or
something
like
in that way. And there was a guy called McTin, I think his name was.
John McTin, they call me.
But
hello.
A woman.
John.
A kid, sorry.
McTin.
From Indian tribe for gunpowder and whiskey, and ended up having marrying and having a child.
Right.
She died in childbirth, and the girl was called Anna. She didn't like the name Anna, so she kept the name Red Feather. So the white folks wouldn't accept her, because she was half Indian, half white. And so she walked for miles to a tribal land. And basically, they didn't accept her. So she had nowhere.
Right.
So she ended up coming across this little place with all these drawings and scriptures. And she was there for about, I think it was about a year, something like that. And she ended up jumping off the end of the cliff. And then years later, and even up to this day now, people see an object, a woman in red, in the gown that she was supposed to have been wearing in that time.
Right.
Walking around. Even there was a woman who spotted this place, decided to camp out in there, looking at the scriptures and that, and all of a sudden she's looking up this mountain.
She sees a woman in the red.
Yeah, this woman. Well, you couldn't see her face.
It's always strange how kind of like they're all kind of described as one singular colour. Do you know, like a woman in white or a grey lady or a woman in red. You know, it's never like, you know, she was wearing a multicoloured sweater shop jumper.
I think that's to do with the eye vision of seeing whatever we're looking at. That it's in, you know, like a time travelling kind of thing.
What, like kind of
like you're in one zone and not the other?
Potentially, you could have a bit of a point there, because obviously, like, the way we see light,
is
the way we see colour is because light refracts from an object to our eye.
Yeah.
So if it's not physically there and it's on a different plane, then will light be reflecting and refracting off a ghost
in
the same way it would a human being? Therefore, not casting the same amount of light to our eyes, or they're not that same light to our eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means that we might not see them in colour.
Yeah. Potentially.
And that's why ghosts are always seen as kind of grey.
Yeah, grey, white, transparent, or black, kind of, or
well, like kind of even transparent.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the fact
that light isn't doesn't affect or bounce off them.
Yeah.
In that way.
It's like us, but you can see the light go through.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I like that. It's a good theory, that, actually.
Energy going through us all the time, radiation all the time.
Well, not even that. I think even just that answer there, with just kind of like how solid objects.
Yeah.
And even when I say solid objects, I'm talking about things that are actually, you know, in this physical reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to talk about if a ghost's on another plane.
Yeah, I think,
you know, that's another factor, isn't it?
So. Yeah, it does seem to be. It seems to be just out of focus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just out of focus, and they might be just that little bit of something that someone can find that goes, you know what, now we can, you know, we can get them in focus and touch, we can conversate, we can communicate.
Well, that's a pretty interesting subject, actually. So it's pretty cool. Well, we've got a top 10. A top 10 for a while.
No, we haven't.
And yeah, we're gonna rock one out now. It's gonna be the the top 10 most haunted places in the UK.
Not the UK.
Now, I don't know. Have we done one of these before?
I think we may have.
We might have. We might have done this one.
I don't think we've done this one. I think there's a little bit of change.
Yeah, no, to be honest, we've done the most haunted houses. We've done quite a lot of different haunted stuff over the months. We're going to kick off with number 10,
ooh,
Chillingham Castle in Northumberland.
Bit chilly there,
so you will, it sends a shiver down your spine every time you walk around the place. Chillingham Castle dates way back into the 12th century and has a fair share of its ghost tale encounters. It holds frequent ghost tours and allows visitors to spot some of the castle's otherworldly inhabitants, including the Blue Boy, a chewed up child, the Ghost Lady, Lady Mary, and a spooky royal procession. The castle has a record 8 executions, and the ghosts of the executed are still said to haunt the castle today.
Shit.
So it's had a fair few, and that's only at number 10. So,
I wonder,
you know
what's
what I mean?
Down the line.
When it's had how many executions? There's got to be places in London where, you know, they had hangings and stuff there.
Fucking thousands.
Got to be absolutely chocker with the unrested.
Oh, yeah.
So at number 9, Salisbury Hall.
Oh.
and that's in Lancashire. Oh, bless you.
Bless you, son.
Selmsbury Hall is a black and white medieval house that dates back to the 14th century.
Nice.
It's reported to be haunted by a ghost of Lady Dorothy Saddleworth, among others, and it's been investigated twice by Most Haunted, which doesn't hold any weight for me, to be honest.
Nope.
Once in 2014 and once in 2009. It's also appeared on an episode of Ghost Hunters. Again, doesn't hold much weight.
Nope.
And a number of ghosts have also been caught on camera in the hallway. So, what makes it so much haunteder than Chillingham?
Well,
just the fact that it's been almost haunted.
Twice. Yeah, don't forget that.
Well, do you know why they usually go on these twice? Is because, like, they didn't find anything the first time.
Yeah. So they're going back again to try again.
Yeah, fucking Derek Acora. I've actually met Derek Acora.
Have you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I think he's a nice fellow.
Oh, well, he's lovely. But do you know, like, do you know when you see... Did you ever watch Derren Brown's thing where he basically tried to... You know, like, debunk... A medium, and I think a lot of it is cold reading. A lot of it is kind of just like picking out, you know, being able to very good at reading situation, reading a room, reading people.
Yeah,
and then using those things to manipulate.
Yeah, now, and putting people in.
People believe it. I mean, honestly, I think, like, you know, in terms of a few people like that, I think. I don't know, maybe people do have the gift, but I think if you did have a gift like that, you'd be a bit more kind of wary about using it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be so showy.
You wouldn't be so showy. You wouldn't use it for entertainment.
Yeah, so even if you had no money. But then again, you know, people...
Well, it depends on it as well.
Yeah.
Athelhampton House in Dorset.
Ooh.
So, I hope I'm saying that. Athelhampton House... is located in Dorset, and it's through thought to be one of the most haunted places in the county. A pair of duelists. So basically, people having a duel.
It's
a bit like
that
Harry Potter, you know, when they're having a bit of a fucking sword fight.
Yeah.
In the Great Chamber.
Yeah.
Where they once interrupted a female guest by fighting. So, the tapping sound has been heard coming from the wine cellar, and whilst the ghost of the Grey Lady has been seen around the house on numerous occasions, the padding sounds of the phantom cat feet has also been heard on the bare floor in the house. Now, I said I've never experienced a ghost yet.
Yeah,
but
same.
I've told this story where my nana, she had a cat, right?
Yeah.
And it used to kind of, she had two, one was a bit of a pain in the ass. She couldn't really stroke it or anything, it'd just bite you.
Yeah.
But the other one was really nice, and it'd kind of creep round your legs and stuff.
Slink
round you.
A little fucking creep.
Had not been around for a while, and popped round, but it was only young.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the pet dying isn't going to be something your gran's going to go, oh, yeah, the cat died last week.
She probably
wouldn't mention it to you.
Yeah.
Right? So I've been playing in the garden, I've come back in, sat down on the couch.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, the white fluffy cat slinked around my legs and went behind the couch. Right?
Right.
So I said, where's the cat just gone? Because I looked round the back of the couch and I couldn't see it. And it disappeared.
Cat.
And she said... Which one? The cat, I said, the white one. She said, no, the white one died last week. So, and I swear that I kind of seen that cat and it slinked.
Did you see it or did you just feel it?
I felt it. But
you saw it?
I felt like I saw it kind of in the corner of my eye, do you know? Like,
Okay.
And I felt it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was weird. Yeah, so.
Could that have been your mind playing tricks that you haven't...
Well, they say kids are more susceptible to stuff like that.
You know what?
Do you know what I mean?
So
and
true.
I must have been about eight.
That is so true.
I don't
know.
I'm pretty sure. Right. Well,
that's a bit weird, though, as well.
It is. Yeah. But,
well, I mean, it's too,
I've never seen a ghost though. I've never seen like an apparition of a person. And, you know.
No.
But again, we had another story. Here's a quick one for you, right? Mm. There was a story. This is like, you know, before I was kind of born, and then
a little bit after
I was born.
Yeah.
So my parents moved to a house in Manchester.
Yeah.
It was my mum, my dad, and my older brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was in his room, in his cot.
Yeah.
Right. And, not in his cot, on his bed.
Yeah.
Right. I think he was about 2 or 3. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So he was able to talk a little bit.
From the wall.
So my mum's heard him talking in his bedroom, so she's gone in and said, "Oh, who was you talking to?"
Yeah.
He says, "The army man." So she's like, "Oh, right." She says, what's his name? And he gives him a name, and like he's got details about this guy, like, so
did a bit of research.
Found out of the neighbour.
Yeah.
That he wasn't an army man who lived there, but it was the way Paul described him was an army man in a blue and yellow, a blue uniform, right? Apparently the guy who lived there previous worked for British Rail. Yeah.
Right, okay.
And he did die in that bedroom, right?
Oh.
So, my mum, things got a bit weird.
Yeah.
And they moved Paul out of that room.
Right, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Couple of months later, like, my auntie and uncle came for a visit and they ended up sleeping in that room.
Yeah.
My uncle ended up getting really ill and getting rushed to the hospital that night,
shit.
Right? Similar thing, my mum and dad moved into that room.
Yeah.
He ended up getting rushed into the hospital that night.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Or getting ill. Yeah. So there was weird things going around in that room.
Yeah.
And then I was born and we moved.
So yeah.
I think I was about 3 when we moved.
Right.
So, yeah. But it wasn't a first-hand experience for me. Do you know what I mean? I've just heard this story a few times and it's like, oh, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how true it is or not.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Summer were happening. So... Moving on. Okay, where were we up to? So the village of Pluckley, or Pluckley in Kent.
Pluckley.
It's a Pluckley village. Has a reputation for being one of the most haunted villages in Britain. Cheers, cat. Move. Thank you for making a racket. One of the most haunted villages in Britain. It was actually named just that by the Guinness Book of Records. In 1989, well, not just.
Yeah.
Between 12 and 16 ghosts have been reported in the village, including a screaming man, the highwayman, who appears in the right corner.
We don't get a good highwayman. No.
A schoolmaster that was found hanging around a group of children.
Hey, sounds a bit creepy, So it went the vicar.
And an old woman who used to sit on the bridge smoking. Pluckley has been featured in numerous television programmes and has been a favourite spot for ghost hunters across the country.
Ah.
So, yeah, Pluckley Village. Yeah, might have to check out a couple of these places fancy it.
We could do
on-location go. We said this from the very start, though, didn't we, when we first started the podcast?
Yeah, because I think at the time.
Mikey was saying he knew a ghost hunter.
Yes,
and we were going to do something. If you're a ghost hunter, or you know a ghost hunter, or you go ghost hunting... Let us know, because
we might do an experience.
If you're in the Manchester
area
and you know anywhere that's kind of supposed to be really haunted...
Are you joking? There's loads in Manchester, even around my area. Gloucester.
Let us go, we'll come. We'll come with you. It'll be a hoot.
Legions of fucking Roman soldiers have been seen going over there.
So, at number 5, we've got Woodchester Mansion in Gloucestershire. So, Woodchester... is an unfinished Gothic revival mansion in Gloucestershire. Whilst it looks complete from the outside, inside several rooms and lots of plaster and holes in the floor, it's just a mess in there.
Yeah.
So over the years, it's gained a reputation as a haunted location, and several paranormal sightings have been reported, including a phantom horseman, a tall man. The tall man of the chapel, a ghost in the cellar. Some visitors of the mansion have been attacked by ghosts, and others have collapsed.
Attacked.
Whilst a woman has been seen in the bathroom. A woman who went to the bathroom was reported seeing a floating head, and the ghost of a little girl and an old woman has also been spotted on site. So there's been plenty at Woodchester Mansion.
Well, see, this is another weird thing about ghosts. About you'll find some with like heads under arms, just heads, or just an arm, or you know.
Well, yeah, because this is it. It's like, right, okay, so you're trying to say to me that if I die and I die horribly and I end up with, like, you know, I get hit by a bus and I get splattered into a million pieces.
Yeah.
Is that what my ghost's going to be like for the rest of my eternity? Yeah. Like, pieces of me just scattered around?
Yeah.
Because you're telling me that if I die and my head gets chopped... No, but, you know, fucking... sightings and kind of evidence of people who've had sightings who say, oh, well, I've seen a head under his arm or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, that suggests to me that he was decapitated and that's how he died.
Yeah.
And then had to spend his eternity, his soul...
With just his head,
with his head under his arm. Yeah. I'd like to think that if you did die, that, you know, and there was an afterlife, that it'd be a bit more intact.
But hold on, if you died in pieces, then you must go to the other side in pieces, because otherwise, then there's has to be a time travel kind of element.
Well, how do you get your but
to get into the
you just be like if your soul is a separate thing and we're just a body and a housing, then your soul should be perfect. So when I go to when I go to heaven or whatever, then my soul will go, no scars, no fucking, you know, decay.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect.
You're perfect.
Do you know what
specimen.
I mean? Well, you should think so. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would hate to go to heaven with toothache or something stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Like, then that might be a punishment.
Well, exactly. But fuck knows. You anyway, know I mean? There's too many flaws in
too
this.
Too many loopholes we need to too many holes. Close up. Yeah.
So,
if you know the answers, please phone us.
I don't know if anyone knows. No. Right, well, number four, Bury Pomeroy Castle in Devon. Bury Pomeroy Castle is known for being a picturesque castle and even more picturesque town, but it's basically has a sinister secret that the castle is haunted and actually reported as being one of the most haunted castles in Britain.
It's not secret no more, is it?
It's had two female ghosts, a white lady, a blue lady, that have said to have been haunting the castle. The blue lady has said to haunt the tower, luring passers-by to her aid. And then when they help her, it's said that they fall to their deaths. The white lady is said to haunt the dungeons.
Oh, there must be a bit of history behind that.
Yeah, so somebody fell off and then they've attributed it to being the blue lady.
Yeah.
They must have, because otherwise, what would they base that on?
Well, true, because the green lady was away in Spain, wasn't she?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking push you off. It was a grey lady. No, it's the blue lady who operates up here.
Yeah.
It's like, shit. Yeah, fucking covered in ectoplasm.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's actually checked the history out on that.
Well, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have a look. Yeah, we'll have a look at that.
Yeah. Okay.
At number three, Pendle Hill in Lancashire, just up the road.
Yep.
As a Pendle Hill is located in an area known as Pendle Side, it's famous for links to George Fox, who led the foundation of the Quaker movement. A Bronze Age burial site was also discovered at the foot of the hill. It was also the home of the Pendle Witch, prompting many people to visit the site and search for ghosts and spirits. The most haunted TV show visited the site in 2004 for a live episode. Ooh. And the presenter Yvette Fielding maintains that the episode was a secret, the scariest episode of Most Haunted they'd ever filmed.
Bullshit.
To be honest, but do you know what Yvette Fielding? She seems to run away from literally everything and scream.
Every time a mouse farting, she's like fucking screaming down the runway.
This is it, man. You're in the dark with these.
You know
cameras,
what you signed up to as well.
With these infrared cameras and stuff, and literally, it's like all you need is another member of your production team. Listen, hang on.
Just heard a bang. Oh, back of my head. Ah.
Did you? Well, It's on.
You're in the cat.
See what I mean? You can. Yeah. It's so easy to fake.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm pretty sure what? That sounded just
I got
good.
Brown stains.
You know, I might even
that.
Get a job at Most Haunted now because of that. Well, I'll send it in as an audition tape.
Yeah, you're I'd be spending billions on you, never mind millions.
So, Pendle Hill, it's only up the road. And like you say, the Pendle Witch is a pretty cool story as well. If you are, have a look into that.
Yeah, yeah.
So at number two, the Ancient Ram Inn. That's what she said.
Yeah,
told me to
dong.
ram it in. That's in Gloucestershire. Currently the most haunted inn in Britain. So the Ancient Ram Inn has been referred as the most haunted house in Britain. The house itself is said to have been located, it being the location of many sinister happenings, including child sacrifice, suicide, black magic rituals, and also used as a hideout for criminals. The current owner, John Humphreys, believes that that if he shares his home, it will also if he shares his home with all sorts of spooks, two demons, a witch, an orb, and other ghostly presences. Many people have visited the property and have described it as the scariest place they've ever been to.
You mean the famous guy, John Humphreys?
Yeah, the John Humphreys.
The John Humphreys?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he owns it, and he's basically saying he shares that house with all them fucking ghosts.
Weirdo.
I know. Well, our most scariest place the UK is the Borley Rectory in Essex.
I'm glad you said rectory.
Why?
I thought you were going to say something else.
Erectory.
Maybe.
So the Borley Rectory was a Victorian mansion.
What do you mean it's knocked down? It was.
Yeah. Right. It was a... No, I don't know.
It's been knocked down, it's gone.
Well, it says it was. The Victorian mansion was in a pretty village of Borley in Essex. It was destroyed in a fire in 1939. But gained a reputation for being the heavily haunted after the series of local reports. Some explained that paranormal goings on. In fact, the hauntings at Borley caught the nation's attention when the story of Borley was covered by the Daily Mirror and by noted paranormal investigators Harry Price. The first incident of paranormal happenings going on in the house were footsteps heard and the death in the dead of night in 1860.
They were drunk.
Probably. The ghost of a nun, a headless horseman, and a carriage. The phantom rings of a servant bell and other incidents of paranormal stuff have been reported to.
Ding, ding, I'll get you, butler.
So, England's well known for being the home to numerous haunted locations and dwellings.
Most definitely.
And they were the 10 places that are listed as some of the most haunted places in England. So there you go.
All them haunted lines, all them
ley lines.
Ley lines, yeah. There's a lot of them that connect in England.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're a very small country, but we're very kind of energetic.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on. And there's much history as well.
You know,
it's like everything's kind of like so old that, you know, it's rather been built on before. You might live in an apartment block, but it's like Ghostbusters, isn't it? It's like Dana lived in an apartment block.
It
was built as a transmitter. Yeah. You don't know where you're living, and you don't know what was there before you. It could have been a pet cemetery. It could have been an ancient Indian burial ground. Do you know what I mean? Not in England, but I mean, you know, ritual sacrifice and all that bullshit.
Well, look at all the places, I mean, like Egypt. I mean, we didn't know all about all that kind of stuff. And they didn't even know about the wheel.
Well, totally. I mean, you don't know what other ancient peoples were here and what's buried underneath you and what was sacred land, you know. So at the end of the day, like you say, ley lines and stuff like that. All kind of, oh God, it's giving me the shivers.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, that's pretty much, things, that's it? Pretty much it.
Life.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's extra and enjoyed all the spooky goings on. Next week, is it, when is it? It's next, where is it?
What, next week? Is next week?
Next week is.
7 days time.
Well, when's Halloween?
31st.
So how many days is that?
What's the date today?
Well, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday the what?
Wednesday the
24th. So
we've got a week.
Yeah, we'll be here before
I reckon we'll probably be hitting you up by Halloween for a Halloween extra then.
So we look
forward to next week. This week,
hopefully Brexit
coming
as well.
Saturday's episode, because we've got a pretty spooky one, which is going to be a bit of a scary episode.
Yeah.
Also, we've got a bit of Brexit going on 31st. Also, it's Halloween, so we'll crack on with a bit of stuff there.
We will.
If you want to check us out on the Instagram, you can go on Never Straight Answer. If you want to get us on Twitter, we're on NASA_never.
We are.
If you want to send us an email or ask us a question, you can get us at neverstraightanswer@gmail.co.uk. Is it .co.uk or is it .com?
UK, isn't it?
It is UK, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Try them both. Try them both. One's going to come up.
Yeah. We'll if you go on the Twitter page, actually, if you go on to our Twitter page, there's a link to our website as well.
Yeah.
Get over there. You can have a look. Everything's in one place. Yeah. You can contact us. You can get stuff off the merch, T-shirts, and mugs and all sorts of stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
You can get me on Gaz Duncan on Instagram and Twitter, and you can get Taylor finally on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter is Taylor@NASA1.
Mm. And is that one with a letter or one with a number?
That is one with a number.
So not spelt, just number one.
As in 80.
80, so 80. Not at, as in that symbol. So Taylor, 80, one.
Nope.
Oh, at NASA, one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget to add him.
Yeah.
So you can get us on all the normal podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask us
Spotify,
stuff like that.
iTunes, all the rest of it. But yeah, we do like your questions. We had a couple of really good questions last week. Get your questions in. Anything we've talked about, if you've got a comment on it,
or
get over.
Queries.
We'd like to hear from ghost hunters, actually. If you're a ghost hunter, get in touch, because we'd love to have a chat with you.
Even if you
wanted to come on the show and just tell us your process, what you do, it'd be quite interesting, and we'd love it. Also, any guests, anybody who feels like they might want to appear on the show and have a bit of fun,
come and give us a chat.
Drop us an email. We're always happy to talk.
Yeah,
we're lovely over here. But that's pretty much it for this week's episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra. This week.
Yes.
So we will be back for another frightful episode of Never a Straight Answer this Saturday.
Yes.
So put it in your calendar, subscribe and tell a friend.
Yes, it's
tell your mother.
Be a good one. Tell Labour. Knock on the door.
Yeah. Oh yeah, actually.
Local shop.
Do you know what? Before I go, fuck it. Do you know what? No, fuck it. I was going to do another thing, but do you know what? We've done it. We've finished. We're going.
Okay.
Right. Have a lovely week.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Roll on Friday. Peace.
Out.